Hey guys, Danny here. Before episode 4, I just wanted to drop in and let you guys know we did have some connectivity issues again. I know, what a pain in the ass. Trust me. We were able to get the audio saved. Obviously, you're about to hear it. It took a lot of work. That's why it's so many days late. We had to chop it kind of together, and I hope to God it sounds as good as I think it does. It's not our best quality episode we've ever put out in the podcast form, simply because of all the editing we had to do, but I hope you guys enjoy it. We are working on it. I promise you. Do not think that we are letting just our podcast listeners, you know, hang in the wind and, you know, get the shit end of the stick when it comes to the show. We really want to make sure that not only our live viewers, but also our podcast listeners get the same quality every week. So we are working on it. I do apologize, but I hope you guys enjoy episode 4.
We're talking Disney, but we're not playing nice. No sugar-coated magic, just the real life slice. From Mickey's ears to the princess crowns, we're breaking it down, no holding back now. So grab your snacks, don't you dare hold back. We're spilling the tea on what they lack. From the castle to the park, we're taking you there. But we're doing it raw with a bit of flair. We're behind the ears. After dark, no filters, no shame.
No shame.
We curse, we laugh, and we call out the game. From the dark side of Disney to the tales untold, we're taking you deeper, getting real bold.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining us here on Behind the Ears After Hours. I almost called it After Dark. I almost fucked that up right off the bat. I am Danny. That is Rudy. And let's just address something right away. I already froze once in the pre-show, so who the hell knows what's going on? I moved some wires around, so maybe, just maybe, we'll get through an entire show without me being frozen. With that being said, Rudy, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, Uncle Danny. We're trying to do TikTok at the same time, and so far it's been a giant disaster. It's only showing me, so I guess that's a good thing, because Danny's face is never pretty.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
We're going to try to get it up and running at some point.
Okay. So before we start, before I even go into the show, I need about 3 minutes to rant about something that has been gnawing at me the last week. And I text, Rudy doesn't even know what's about to happen. All right. So
he's going to start his shit already.
I'm going to start shit. Why did you do
that? What's going on? And I know Trisha's from New Jersey. Do you guys have like really bad internet over there? Is it like, I joke about it, like AOL dial up, but what is the deal? Uncle Danny, come on. I don't even know if he goes by Uncle Danny anymore. We're going to get him straightened out. In the meantime, I'm going to announce the winner of the Figment popcorn bucket. It was Peter Dumbass, unfortunately. Peter's been a long-time follower of the show. He wins the Figment popcorn bucket, and he is in Disney right now. What's going on, Uncle Daddy? You starting already?
I'm hardwired in. I'm not even on Wi-Fi. I am straight hardwired into the internet. I'm telling you, no, it's this fucking app. It is this godforsaken app that we use because nothing else fucking freezes on me. Okay.
What else are we going to use?
I don't know. Okay, whatever. All right. So I'm going to try to get through this real quick. All right. So there was a video that surfaced on the internet a couple days ago, maybe about a week ago. I don't know if it's old. Could have been old news. Could be new news. It's just news. So backtrack before that. I was a bit of a hothead back in my late teens, early 20s. You looked at me the wrong way. We were throwing hands. That's just, I thought I was tough. But I grew up. Now, it would take a lot for me to get that angry. I saw a video the other day that surfaced out of Disney that boiled my blood, that I would have been banned from. I would have spent nights in jail, multiple nights in jail after I saw this video. So this young lady is sitting on a bench at Disneyland out in California, and she's just filming. You see this couple. I don't know if they were married, but more than likely together at least, walk up with a stroller, and they put their stroller to the side of the building, kind of in the shade, and they walk away. Okay, nothing crazy. There's a blanket over, like a towel or a blanket over the, what's it called, over the stroller. Okay, I do that all the time. Sometimes, you know, if you're thinking rain's coming in, but you don't want to pull the whole rain cover out, you'd throw a towel. Or maybe the seats are black. Sun is hot, especially in California, just like it is in Florida. Maybe you don't want your seat to get extremely hot. So you throw something over it just to, you know, so when you put your kid back in, no problem. Now, mind you, when these two people walked away, there is no child with them. But that doesn't mean there aren't grandparents there, friends there, whatever the case may be. No one knows. So this lady's filming, about 10 minutes goes by, whether she's doing a Facebook Live or whatever she's doing, doesn't really matter, right? And all of a sudden she pans her camera back to where that stroller was to show the foliage or whatever the case is. And all of a sudden that blanket on that stroller starts to move. So obviously she's a little alarmed of, why is this blanket moving? Did these people just leave their kid? She walked over and just kind of peeked under the blanket, which some people might say, what are you doing? But she had good intentions. And she looks in the blanket, and there is a child in that stroller, unattended. Now, granted, this video is 10 minutes old at this point. So that means that child has been unattended for 10 minutes. And she was level-headed, and what did she do? She called Disney Security. They came over within literally minutes. It was very impressive how quickly they came. And then, obviously, the police came. There was a timer on the video. Those parents left that kid unattended for over an hour so they can go ride Guardians of the Galaxy. And when I tell you,
that kid was big, though.
I don't care if the kid was 10. You don't leave.
No, I get that.
The point of, if I was there, I was going to jail, because I was going to punch one. I would have punched them both. Listen, I would never hit a woman. That might have been the first time I ever struck a woman. I would have knocked both of their heads off their shoulders. How in God's name do you leave a child unattended anywhere, let alone in Disney? I'm worried about my water bottle getting stolen out of my stroller when I go on a ride. I couldn't imagine leaving my child. There is a special place in hell. And if you two, or one of you, or someone who's related to you, those people happen to watch, don't watch us anymore, because I don't like you. You're disgusting, deplorable people. You're just disgusting. There's plenty of times that my wife has missed a ride, or I've missed a ride, or we've missed shows because whether our kid is sleeping, or, you know, she's not having it, or whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. The fact that you left your child unattended so you can go ride a roller coaster, special place in hell for you. Now, with that said, go fuck yourself, those people. And let's get to the meat and potatoes of our show. And what that is we're going back to a March Madness style. We're probably going to do these for the entire month.
No,
now, boy. You all fucked me last week. You all led me astray. And I don't know if you saw the news out of Guardians of the Galaxy, which I don't know how didn't win the bracket last week, but that's neither here nor there. Someone defecated, straight up shit, not shit their pants, shit on the floor, and it went on the walls, okay? And you animals.
Yeah, but did you see it? Yeah, it looked like somebody was doing like some type of crap. It was like fingerprinting with their own poop. It was like
absolutely
smeared on the walls.
And the fact of that people continue to wait in line, and all they did, from women to men to kids, just pulled their shirt over their nose. That goes to show you how much people want to ride that ride. And the fact that it got knocked out as early as it did, shame on you, people. Shame on you.
Do you remember what knocked it out?
I can go back, but I couldn't tell you. But tonight,
remember.
Rudy has made the March Madness. We're doing something a little fun. We're going to go movies. We're calling it the Mouse Madness, the Ultimate Disney Movie Bracket, where we are pitting every Disney movie. I'm assuming every Disney movie. I was not in charge of this one this week. Against each other. Now, this is a big bracket. I hope to God we can get through it. And I hope to God we can keep it under the hour and a half show that we did last week. But so far we've already frozen twice, so let's just hope explosive diarrhea, that is good. Let's just hope to God that we can get through this. So
if somebody's saying that People Mover knocked it out, that knocked out Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, People Mover's a stellar of a ride, but Guardians of the Galaxy, people,
it's not that good.
I mean, the fact that Haunted Mansion won, granted, great ride. But People Mover made it way too far for what it was. Okay, people, this is getting fucking ridiculous. So I'm telling you right now, if I don't see Toy Story 1 in the final four, I'm not doing the show anymore. I don't care. I'm not doing it. If you can tell me that there are that many better movies than Toy Story 1, get fucked. I'm not doing this. So let's get this started. So up first in the Magic Kingdom division, we have the number one seed of Snow White going against the number 16 seed. And I have my glasses are Sword in the Stone. Oh, my God.
Now, where are you going with that? I'll let you go first because I'm kind of like torn on this one.
Sword in the Stone sucks.
I am Snow torn. White.
Classic. Absolute classic. Sword in the Stone, not good.
Now, when's the last time you watched Snow White?
I mean, it's probably over a decade, I would assume. Probably two decades.
It's pretty annoying. It's really bad. I mean, that voice they put on her, the singing she does, it's pretty brutal. All right,
but
brutal.
I'll flip it to you this way. They're not remaking in a live action The Sword and the Stone. They are remaking Snow White in a live action. So that does that give you...
It looks about as good as they're singing. You know, I'm going to go with Snow White anyway because, you know, Sword of the Stone's not that great.
We got all right, do you have a pen and paper next to you? Because I do not.
Oh, I got
to
do
You have to do something once in a while. It's going to be okay.
I do.
I got to read off this. All right, so Snow White advances. Mm-hmm. Moving on to the second round, we have Sleeping Beauty at the 8 seed going against the number 9 seed in Alice in Wonderland. Now, that's a tough one. Listen, Alice in Wonderland, it was good, but once again, I'm going to be very honest with you. It's going to be very hard for me to go against the classics and Sleeping Beauty. I mean, it's a classic. And by the way, Snow White.
I'm going the other way. I'm going
first time to the comment section tonight. By the way, going back to the previous round, not one person voted for Sword and Stone. So just saying, Snow White ran away with that.
Sorry. Well, this one's close.
Ashley,
at least.
Why are you here? I told you last week, don't show up. For any of our podcast listeners, we have the most annoying person in the world, Ashley. And she just, I don't know if Rudy pays her. I don't know if they're related. I'm not really sure. But she loves some Rudy. I don't get it. There's only two people in the world that love Rudy that much. It's her and his mother. That's it. I mean, his own wife.
My mother doesn't love me that much.
His wife, Danny, she tells me she just sticks with him. You know, they've been together so long. Why, you know, we're not going to change things up now. But she even knows what a pain in the ass he is. No. All right. Sleeping.
She's only with me out of convenience.
Beauty is up by one. Alice is up.
No, it's not.
Sleeping is up. Alice ties it. Alice, Sleeping Beauty. All right. So next vote in will win it. Next vote in, we have a deadlock tie. We need one more person to vote.
It's going to be Alice.
We're not there yet. We are not there yet. We need one more vote. Somebody. Listen, you can vote twice. Oh, Alice. God damn it, Bailey. God there damn it. It. That's number two. Another one. We trust her.
People know.
She cried when the tourist stopped, whatever, the stupid dinosaur spin ride went away. God damn it. God damn it, Carol.
I like that ride.
Carol, you couldn't have been 2 seconds earlier and beat Bailey to it. God damn it. All right. Well,
sorry.
0-1. 0-1. Let's see. We have Tangled versus Dumbo. Wow. All right.
That's an easy one for you.
Where are you going?
Tangled. I love Tangled. And some of those old movies, those classic movies, they're so dated, a little bit creepy. And I really, the adult humor in Tangled, that's one of my favorites. All the way, baby.
Tangled, I think it's disrespected in the parks. I think it should have been represented more. Dumbo is a classic.
Nice toilet.
It's just, I don't know if Dumbo stands the test of time. All right, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to go against my better judgment. I'll give you Tangled to advance. I'm not going to die on that sword. This is one I will die on. What?
I'm killing it tonight.
This I'm killing is one it I will tonight. Die on the sword. And this one is very tough for me, but I got a little heartstring pull on me. It's just a tough matchup for my man. We got number 4 Aladdin versus 13 Winnie the Pooh. I'm going Winnie the Pooh. I will listen. Aladdin is phenomenal. phenomenal movie. Winnie the Pooh was just better. It Christopher Robin, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. Just a better cast. It's got a better lineup.
You know, I'm glad he froze on that, because that's about the dumbest opinion I've ever heard in my life. I'm going Aladdin, and I'm sure everybody else is going to go Aladdin. That's literally one of Rob Williams' best movies. I mean, who cares about Winnie the Pooh? It's not even a good ride. Yeah, look at all the Aladdins pulling. And of course, Danny. Frozen's going to win tonight just because of Danny's face. I'm going to put Aladdin in on this one. Brenda, you're really going with Tangled? Tangled was like 5 minutes ago. We're going to have to get Danny some new internet. We still have that GoFundMe up. Just so you guys know, that GoFundMe was a joke. It does say it's for Danny's internet, but all the money's actually going to go to Give Kids the World. I think we're up to like $300 already. Every penny counts. If you go $5, $10, it all adds up. Are people really picking Winnie the Pooh? Paulina. Yeah, I'm putting it down as Aladdin. Aladdin had more votes. Already said and done. Next movie on the shot, we're doing... Oh, here comes Danny again.
It's absolute bullshit. I'm writing a stern fucking email to these people. Because it literally just popped up and said, oh, this might be on our side. Yeah, it's on your fucking side. I'm hardwired in. There's... Fuck you guys.
All right, well, so what if I go and start the show?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. But it's fine.
He's lost. Yeah. I'm giving that one to Aladdin, just so you know.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah.
Look at the score.
I am. Dude, I'm just going through it.
Dude, you lost. Nobody cares about Winnie the Pooh.
I'm fucking disappointed in all of you already.
People know.
Very. That is ridiculous. Absolute bullshit that Winnie the Pooh gets knocked out first against Aladdin. Why? Why? Give me one reason why. And do not say who acted in that movie. Voiceover.
Dude, that was literally like Robin Williams' best movie. You can't even go there. I can
use that. Star-studded lineup in Winnie the Pooh. You had Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. What? That is a star. That is an all-star team right there. You suck. This whole thing is rigged. I hope I freeze. Next up, we have number six, The Little Mermaid versus the Goofy Movie. I mean, how the Goofy Movie even made this list is an absolute atrocity.
I thought you were going to actually pick the Goofy Movie for a minute.
God, no. Little Mermaid, hands down, easily. Let's move on. We have Walt's favorite. We have a castle named after it. We got Cinderella versus Fantasia. It's a tough one.
Is it really tough? Seriously?
Well, I mean, I like Fantasia at MGM. I think it's a good show. But
this is the movie. It's not the show.
Yeah, so then Cinderella for me.
And let's be honest, Danny would call it a ride anyway, so it's not even a show, it's a ride, according to him. Surprised it wasn't on our March Madness bracket.
All right, here's a movie that got rated 7th. I don't know who made these rankings, but this movie blew. Brave versus Peter Pan. Brave was so bad. Such a bad movie.
I'm going with Brave.
Oh my, come on. You see, I think you're just doing it to piss me off at this point.
Did you actually see Brave? Yes,
you just want to see me get mad and then freeze, and then you're going to make another dumb 9 memes out of it. You can't say that Brave is better than Peter Pan. You're out of your gourd.
I love Brave. Give me some Braves out there.
Well,
I don't want to like...
You have three votes to like 11. Peter Pan really? Wins. Suck it. Yeah, Peter Pan crushed it.
Oh, man.
About time. Some humble pie.
People don't even know.
All right. We got number 2, Beauty and the Beast, versus number 15. I can't read what number 15 is.
Mr. Toad?
Oh, wow.
Beauty and the Beast. Ichabod Crane and Mr. That's like a double one. They do Ichabod Crane and Mr. Toad on there.
Yeah, I mean, Beauty and the Beast is a classic. I grew up on Beauty and the Beast, so I'm always going to die with them.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one. And I hate to agree with you on anything.
All right, next up we've got Pinocchio versus the Three Caballeros. I'm going to be honest with you. Never saw the Three Caballeros outside of the ride inside Mexico. So by default, I'm going with that lion sack of crap Pinocchio with his big nose.
I think we've discussed this before on the show about like how creepy that is to watch as an adult with like all the kids smoking and drinking. Like it gets really weird, but I'm going to go Pinocchio too.
You know, it's a creepy little trigger. All right, we're on a bit of a run here. Now we have Mulan versus Inside Out. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go Inside Out, and I'm going to tell you that might be one of the better Disney movies made in the post-2000 era.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. And
it's very underrated.
How did Mulan even get a live action? That movie was terrible. I couldn't stand Mulan.
Are you thinking maybe because they were trying to go for like a cultural grab at that point?
I don't know. It was a bad move though.
But man, Inside Out was I can see Inside Out going deep in this because that was such an underrated film. It's crazy. All right, we have WALL-E versus Ratatouille. I'll let you go first. I think this is easy.
You really think it's easy? I like I do like WALL-E quite a bit. It was kind of a cool movie.
But I'm going to go three words said in the entire movie.
It's still a good movie.
Cool movie. It was a cool. They didn't say anything. This is not 1920s. We're not going to a silent film. You might as well make it black and white at this point. There was nothing through that fucking movie.
He's just angry tonight. All day.
I am. This internet thing really pissed me off. Ratatouille advances. All right. Some cultural movies here. We got Coco versus Pocahontas.
Oh, I can't stand Pocahontas. I thought Coco was actually really good. Love the music. I love the overlay at what's that ride that you love?
The Three Caballeros.
No, the one that's got Coco in there now. I'm having like an old man brain fart. What's the one over by
Coco inside the Mexican Pavilion?
No. The one that's over by the carousel. The little movie, the 3D movie.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes, you do. I do this to my wife all the time. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Somebody help me out here. What's the 3D movie over by
the Regal Carousel?
PhilharMagic.
Oh, I didn't even know they put Coco in. They took... Wait a minute. Hold.
They didn't take anything out.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, they just said
you don't take out PhilharMagic. What are you, out of your mind? Jesus, man, you got me scared. All right. So Coco's going to advance. I got to enlarge this because I can't read it.
Yeah, Big Hero 6.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 versus Emperor's New Groove.
What's your opinion on it?
Emperor's New Groove, I didn't think Big Hero 6 was that big of a deal.
Yeah, to me, and I'm going to put this out here right now, my dark horse Cinderella on this one is Emperor's New Groove.
Ooh, it's in a tough bracket, my friend.
I know, but it's gonna an have amazing a, movie.
Put it this way.
I'm going to be fighting people on this one.
No, we're going to move Emperor's New Groove on because me and you agree.
Big Lughead just freaking... He froze up right before we have Frozen going on. A big dummy. Let me get this set up. Emperor's New Groove. And I'll set up the next one, being that we had that one already. The next one's going to be Frozen versus Frozen 2. And if he doesn't get on quick enough, I'm going to go with your opinion. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You frozen son of a bitch, you.
I was about what I was alluding to was that Emperor's New Groove, as good of a movie it is, I don't think it's getting past the next round because you have the next round pinning these either Frozen or Frozen 2. One of those is going against Emperor's New Groove next round. And I'm going to say better. Frozen 1. I think the original is always better.
I'm going Frozen 1 as well. I did like the second one, though, but Frozen, the original, was better.
Yeah, it's very, very hard that sequels ever beat out the original. It's tough to do. All right. This is my first movie I'm running up against that I have not seen. And we have Onward versus Tarzan. Never saw Onward. So Tarzan is going to get my default vote there.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Tarzan just because I don't care about Onward. It was a halfway decent movie, but Tarzan's kind of a classic. I'll go with that.
All right, and here's another slam dunk win. Moana versus the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
You're not going to say the Hunchback, are you?
No, God.
Okay.
Moana. Jesus, want to talk about a movie that does not age well, and that's the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That one is...
Yeah, that's not a good one. No.
All righty. Moving on over to the Hollywood Studios division. We have Toy Story versus Monsters University. Why is this even on here? It's Toy Story, hands down. Like, what are we discussing here? Don't even contemplate it. You even know that even if you wanted to be an ass and send it over to the comment section, you're going to get your ass kicked.
I'm going Monsters, Inc.
You're a lion. It's not Monsters, Inc. It's Monsters University.
I actually thought Monsters University was even better than Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my God. You're out of your goddamn mind.
Dude, just for that one. That one scene where they're... You know the one where they're doing the race and the guy's getting hit with all the tranquilizers?
Yeah.
That scene alone is worth it.
It could be funny, but I just want you to know. Look. Oh, shocking. The only person who voted Monsters. I guess for our listeners at home, who do you think it is? It's Ashley. And she tried to vote twice.
And Bailey.
Once again. Oh, look. His two henchmen. His two friggin' henchmen. All right, Toy Story 2 versus Toy Story 4. I mean, thank God it's not Toy Story 3. That Toy Story 3 was terrible. I'm going to go for Toy Story 4 here.
You are such a homer.
How am I a homer?
Yeah, it's Toy Story 2 versus Toy Story.
It's going against itself. I'm not just voting for Toy Story for shits and giggles here.
It was Toy Story 4 the one with the big dumb bear? Galazzo? Or was that 3?
He appears in it, yeah. That was 3, though, where you first see him.
I'm going 2.
Yeah. Well, wait, what? You're going 2?
Yeah. Better movie.
Andy, but the whole premise of the movie changed in Toy Story 4.
Dude, look at the screen.
Hold on. I am. Well, someone voted 3. Sarah, we're not on 3. We're on 2 or 4.
They're mixing it up for us.
I got 1, 2, 2, 2. Oh my God, my wife voted against me.
Yeah, she knows.
All right, well, Toy Story 4, whatever. Oh God, yeah. Thanks, Bailey. Now Bailey jumps in on my side. Yeah, no help on this one. Thanks, chick. All right, we got Monsters, Inc. versus Wreck-It Ralph. Monsters, Inc., hand down. Wreck-It Ralph was a joke.
You didn't like Wreck-It Ralph?
Was an abomination of a film. It was not good.
Huh.
Maybe I would have voted for it against Notre Dame, but not against Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc., I mean, phenomenal movie.
I actually did like Wreck-It Ralph, but I do like Monsters, Inc. better, so I'm going to agree with you, unfortunately.
All right, we have The Incredibles. Now, you link these together, so we have Incredibles 1 and 2 versus Hercules. Why did you link them together?
Dude, I stole this from somebody else. I didn't do any of this work.
Are you kidding me? Fair enough. Well, see, I give you credit when it was someone else's nightmare. Maybe they just ran out of spaces, so they just figured lump them together. I mean, either way, The Incredibles 1 and or 2 are better than Hercules, so...
Yeah, let's just call it Incredibles 1, though.
Okay, so we're just going to go from here on out, Incredibles 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Incredibles 1 isn't going to advance. All right, here's another shit movie. Nightmare Before Christmas, garbage movie, versus Cars, the original Cars 1. I don't know if there's multiple Cars in here, but it's just Cars.
You're going to pick Cars over Nightmare Before Christmas?
Absolutely. Tim Burton sucks. That whole genre is terrible. It's stupid. Nightmare Before Christmas is stupid. It's a Halloween movie trying to act Christmassy. That doesn't make sense. Two different things.
I can't believe Cars is getting so many, like...
Yeah, because it's a better movie. Lightning McQueen.
It's not a better
ka-chow,
movie.
Baby. Ka-chow. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow, my ass.
Yeah. Ka-chow to the next round, Cars. What up?
At least Ashley knows.
Yeah, no one cares. We have Up versus Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oof.
Jesus, this is not even close.
I'm going with Up. It's like one of my favorite movies, but I do like Ralph Breaks the Internet.
It was okay. It wasn't a bad movie, but once again, it's going up against Up, which is, I think, will be an all-time Disney classic at the end of the day.
When this
is all said and done, Up will be an instant classic. I'm actually shocked that they've never made an Up 2. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what the premise would be. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the premise would be, but I mean, you can always find something.
What if you went back and you followed like the relationship before she dropped dead, like did a little more in depth?
Yeah, you could have done like a prequel to it. Yeah, that would have been something. Or he can grow up. That's a
sad movie.
It is such a sad movie.
There's two movies that make me tear up, and one is Up, and the other one is, and I don't even know what's on this list, is Saving Mr. Banks. It's not on this list. Love Saving Mr. Banks.
I had that on DVD. It was a good movie.
And now that you're a dad and you go back and watch it, you'll probably tear up even more.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I got soft in my old age. All right. Our favorites, Lilo and Stitch versus Soul. All right. Second time. I have no idea what Soul is. Never saw it.
It's the one with the black guy that plays the piano.
I'm sure. Was it released in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
It's fairly new.
It was pre-kids, and I was not involved in Disney movies at that aspect. So yeah. I'm going to, whatever you choose, I'll back you on this because I truly have no opinion. I mean, I can't vote for Lilo and Stitch, and I never saw Soul. So I'll tell you, I
hate both of them equally, to be honest with you. I don't like either one of them. Soul.
Okay.
I didn't like Soul. I didn't like Lilo and Stitch, but I'm going to go with Lilo and Stitch just to be a nice guy.
Okay. And it looks like mostly the entire comment section was all Lilo and Stitch too.
So, yeah.
Tough break for Soul. All right, ending our this bracket in the Hollywood Studios division, we have Toy Story 3 versus The Black Guardian.
Cauldron.
It looks like Guardian on my screen. Okay. Wow, I'm in a pickle because I've never seen that movie, and I just got done saying how bad Toy Story 3 sucked. So I'm going to leave it up to you or the comment. We'll leave it up to the comment section.
You got to go Toy Story 3 on that. You can't go Black Cauldron. Nobody cares about Black Cauldron.
I never saw it. What is it about? Do you happen to have a recall on that?
It was something like a
is it a Halloween-ish movie?
No, it's like Back in the Nights, one of those type deals.
Oh, like a wizard
and stuff.
All right, well, we only had one vote for it, so Toy Story 3 will advance. All right, moving on over to our final bracket, the Animal Kingdom bracket. And leading off the Animal Kingdom bracket, of course, the number one seed is the Lion King. And I'm going to need your help with this. What is it going against?
Rescuers Down Under.
It's very blurry. Okay, yeah. Lion King. Once again, that's instant classic.
That's a pretty easy one.
I mean, that's not even, I don't know. Lion King should have just went against blank because they were going to win no matter what.
Still would have won.
Oh, here's a little animal on animal movie. We have Bambi versus the Fox and the Hound. I'm going Fox and the Hound.
Really?
Yeah, I think Bambi was bullshit. I hate when Disney starts off with one of the parents dying, especially the mother right off the bat. What are we doing? I mean, it feels like it's every goddamn Disney movie.
It's like every Disney movie. What are you talking about? I know.
So for me, Bambi, in the short end of the stick, I'm going for the Fox and the Hound. And the Fox and the Hound, obviously, I don't think kids nowadays will appreciate it, but it was pretty good for its time, I thought. I thought it held up well.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie. I'm going to go Fox and Hound, too, just because I don't care about either one of them. I'm going to keep it real.
Thank you. Perfect. Nice classic movie advancing. Here's another good. This is a movie that one was so underrated. And I really thought in the back of my mind, we were going to at least see a park based on this and at minimum a ride. And we have not seen anything.
Yeah, we'll get a ride.
Zootopia versus what?
We're getting a ride for Zootopia. Yeah, it's going to be in the Bugs Life tree.
Yeah, how many years later?
God only knows.
I mean, I was kind of hoping within a decade of it being released, but we're a little past that now. So Zootopia versus Oliver and Company. And Oliver and Company is a solid movie.
Oliver and Company.
Really? You didn't like it?
No. And I'm looking at the one next. Like
Disney's version. Cat and Jet. What was the old cartoon back in your day?
Jerry, back in my day.
The mouse, cat and
Tom
mouse,
and Jerry.
The Jerry mouse, Tom and Jerry. I thought that was like Disney's version of it.
Dude, how do you not remember like Tom and Jerry? Form. Seriously?
I was born when there was color TV, you know? Things were different back when I was a little kid compared to when you were a little kid. You know. All right, so next up. So I'm assuming Zootopia is going to win. Okay. Ooh.
Yep.
This is going to be an interesting one for you. We have Finding Nemo versus Bug's Life, and I swear to God, you cannot incorporate the butt tickle into this because that has nothing to do with the movies. Just like I can't.
I know where you're going. Them. You're going Nemo, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. I just had it on the other day, and I had on Finding Dory on the other day, which is, once again, another underrated movie. Steven, I know that you missed the joke. I know they were in color. It was just trying to show his age.
He's just trying to mock me.
Where are you going?
I'm going Bug's Life. I used to watch this all the time with my son. Well, hold on a second. There's a lot of Bug's Life coming up here. Don't go too quick on me.
There's two. You've got two.
Three.
People. Oh, three. Okay.
Wait, we're making a comeback here. Yeah, it's going to be Nemo. You guys are the worst.
Yeah, it's going to be Nemo.
Whatever.
You tried. I give you a valiant effort for that. You tried. Absolutely.
Oh, look at this. We got two more Bug's Lives coming in.
Yeah, too late. We already called it. We know how the game is run.
No.
Oh, ooh, we're going dog on dog action. There's a joke in there. I won't make it.
So
we
bad.
Have 101 Dalmatians versus Lady and the Tramp. I'll put it this way. When kids and parents want to dress up, they have little kids, what do you see more of? Cruella de Vil and the Dalmatians, or do you see Lady and the Tramp? There's only one good thing that came out of Lady and the Tramp, when they're sharing the spaghetti and they end up kissing. That's it. That's literally the only scene out of that movie worthwhile.
Honestly, I don't care about either one of them, and I know that makes me sound like a terrible person. Joe Bizzio says Bolt. Can we put Bolt in there instead?
No.
No.
It's not on the list. We're not changing the list as we go. Where are you going, though? Because
I'll go 101 Dalmatians. I don't care either way, to be honest with you.
I'm glad you did, because for the longest time, some of these people with these slower fingers typing in, Lady and the Tramp was running away with it. And then 101 Dalmatians came in for the win at the back end, but you were smart and picked the better movie.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. Jungle Book versus Finding Dory. I literally just talked about Finding Dory too.
Where are you going with that?
Oh, 100% Finding Dory. Yeah, that is such an underrated movie. It's a phenomenal. That is one of the few times. Now, granted, I understand it's, I don't know how you would you consider that a sequel? Because it's not. It's a branch off of Finding Nemo. Now, some people would consider it a sequel to Finding Nemo. To me, I don't. I find that it's its own standalone movie because it's more based on Dory than it is Nemo.
It's still a sequel. How do you feel? It's got the same characters.
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean, I don't think in the Disney lineage it's actually considered a sequel, though.
And my daughter actually plays Dory, so I got to go Dory.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, we have Robin Hood versus the Great Mouse Detective.
Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to shock you. I'm going with it over Robin Hood.
Really? Well, I'm going to go with Robin Hood because I've never seen the other one, and we'll let the...
Oh, no, you never did. I mean, it's an old school movie. You want to know the first time I saw it? It was one of the trips when I was first doing the podcast, and I was flying down there all the time. It was on the little Disney Reel channel they have on one of whatever bullshit channel they have on their TVs when you're there. And there was one night I couldn't sleep and I popped it on. I was like, oh, this ain't half bad. I mean, I did have a couple drinks, so take that for what it is.
I thought it was going to be Robin Hood
voting for the great. This is tight.
Yeah, it's weird.
3, 1, 4, 2, 5, 2, 6, 2, 6, 3, 7, 3, 7, 4, 7, 5, 7, 6. No, Robin Hood's going to win. Not by much, though.
Thank God, because I already wrote it down.
That's fair.
Whoops.
All right, we got Tiana, the Princess and the Frog versus the DuckTales movie.
That's not even close.
I know you're probably going with Tiana.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Don't tell me you're going with DuckTales.
But DuckTales is so good. Oh, my God. DuckTales is so good.
This is the stupid shit that somebody loves living with the land says. DuckTales.
Bro, Darkwing Duck? Are you kidding me? Bro, the man was a menace. He was amazing. I don't think
I'm going to write down Tiana already.
You might as well. I mean, that's just dumb. You guys just don't have taste, okay? Wow, DuckTales made a real big run here at the end. I know it's too late, but...
Stop it. A big run. They got one vote.
We got like three. That was a lot for me. All right, so that is it for the first round. We are officially going to the second round. And now, Rudy, you need to take over because you have all the winners.
Well, I'm going to tell you something funny. As I'm looking at this, I put down like bracket one, bracket two, bracket three. I spelled bracket two different ways on this thing. Big dummy.
Listen, you can't spell. My internet doesn't stay stable. You know,
it's a shit show. What it moving is. Yeah, we're doing what we can do. All right,
so what do we got? What do we got?
Round one, up here? You got Snow White versus Alice in Wonderland.
Wow.
It's going to get tough now.
Wow. It's going to be Snow White for me. I still am not a big fan of the Shy. Was it the Shy?
Cheshire Cat?
I can never say that word. Yeah, I can never say that word. That is a word that does not come out of my mouth properly.
Yeah, anything with syllables, Danny's not working with.
Yeah, so shut up. There you go. Keep it simple. I'm going to go Snow White. Where are you going?
I'm going to go Snow White as well.
Okay. All right.
I actually don't like either one of them, so it is what it is.
And I will say for anybody that can't obviously be here for the live or is listening via podcast, it was actually a very close race inside the comment section for that. So, all right. So Snow White is going to advance. What do we have next?
The next one. Oh, this one's going to be tough. Well, probably not for you. Tangled versus Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin. Hands down.
Now you picked. What did you pick over Aladdin? I don't think Tangled
was that good. Was Winnie the Pooh. First of all, because I think Winnie the Pooh is a Final Four movie. You guys just all suck. So now that one of my favorite movies is gone, I'm picking legit. And it's, I mean.
Listen, anybody's got a clue. It's going to tell you that Tangled is better than Aladdin.
But wait a minute. What was your big argument versus Winnie the Pooh? What who voice? Was it Robin Williams? The great Robin Williams?
I thought Tangled was better, though. And so does everybody else.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys all suck.
See?
Tangled, what a joke. They have a bathroom. That I want you to realize how much Disney thought of Tangled and what an amazing movie they thought it was. It's got a bathroom theme. That is it. That is all the
plot office. I've squatted in that toilet numerous times, so I'm going Tangled. Aladdin's making a comeback, though. Did you count him?
No. Well, it was we called it for Tangled. Tangled. Beautiful. It crushed it too early on. It is what it is. All right, next up, we should have Cinderella versus the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Cinderella versus the Little Mermaid. That one's easy for me.
Yeah, then if it's easy for you, go ahead.
I'm going Little Mermaid. I could care less about Cinderella.
I'm going to agree with you simply because let me ask you this. Sure. Do you consider Ariel a princess?
You know what? I don't really care about that debate, to be honest with you. I don't like fall into that whole trap, like who's a princess and not a princess. Let her be a princess.
Well, there was a reasoning behind why I asked it. Do you consider it? Yeah, you're nay? Well, because I think she's one of the most underrated.
Boy, look at that. Even though she. Wow. I got to catch that one on my screensaver because that one's going up tomorrow. I'm going Little Mermaid on that one over Cinderella. I think he was going the same way. I'm looking at the votes. Oh boy, it's kind of close. Let me count them and keep this fair. Yeah, Little Mermaid for sure. Ashley, he does look mid-sneeze. Actually, he looks like he's in a porno and somebody's taking care of him. Little Mermaid moves on. Next one's going to be Peter Pan. Oh, here he comes. How you doing, buddy?
I'm assuming Little Mermaid won.
Little Mermaid did win. And that freeze that you had is going to be up on a meme tomorrow, just so you know.
That's what it is. I can't wait to argue.
Probably with somebody superimposed behind you, just so
oh,
you know.
Oh, was that bad, huh? That's rough. All right. So, all right, what do we got? We got Peter Pan versus
Beauty and the Beast. Next round. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, you got to go Beauty and the Beast. I mean,
Peter
that
Pan,
one.
Movie sucked. The ride sucks.
You literally just talked Peter Pan up in the last round.
Well, who's that go against? Peter Pan went against.
Dude, you were so inconsistent.
Because it went against Brave. Stuff. Brave sucked. It doesn't mean Peter Pan's any better. Just. Jesus. It is what it is. All right.
Ashley's dying to see that meme tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. Love. Love, love, love being memed nonstop. Thank you, Verizon, and your wonderful internet. Okay.
So next round in the next bracket, we got Pinocchio versus Inside Out.
Hands down, Inside Out. We just got done talking about how amazing Inside Out was.
Yeah, that one's easy. I hope I can read my writing by the time I get done. Boy, this one's kind of tough. What about Ratatouille versus Coco?
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That's tough.
What are you going with?
Coco was a very inspirational movie. It's a very, very good,
good
movie.
Music.
Great music. The colors. Man, that was a great movie. But Ratatouille. Ratatouille was a stellar movie. Oh, my God. I can't pick. You got to go.
I'm going Coco. Mm. I thought it was better. Better music, better movie.
Music-wise, yes.
Got a ride.
Yeah, I'll go Coco. Because I guess when you start to say, like, inspirational, Coco wins. Music, Coco wins. Visually, Coco wins. I think plotline, Ratatouille wins. But...
yeah, but, you know, Ratatouille's abuela didn't die, so that's true. You gotta go with Coco.
That's true. All right.
Poor abuela.
Right, Coco.
Julie, right, next Julie, one. Oh, this one's gonna
Julie,
be real
Julie
tough.
Said the rat can cook. That's inspirational. They all didn't die of some random rat disease, so technically that is very inspirational.
Yeah, if we're gonna get technical about it, this one I'm dreading, and I'm gonna hate everybody if they vote against me, especially you. It is Frozen versus Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New
Groove. Are you going to do this to me? Seriously?
I am. Emperor's New Groove was a good movie. Very, very good movie. We talked about that. I mean, Frozen's got Olaf. It's my kid sings to it. All the songs are so catchy. It's still relevant. They've made multiple of them. It's Norway's movie.
These Frozen ones are really pissing me off right now. Are you kidding me, guys?
Yeah.
Have you seen Emperor's New Groove?
We have.
Oh, wait a minute. We got a comeback going here.
No, we don't. You have two people. It's Frozen by that's a true. Friggin' landslide.
Wait, we got another one. Ashley.
Ashley doesn't count. Stop counting, Ashley. Her vote is it's not valid.
Are you sure? I mean, we're coming back here. That's three in a row right there.
Okay, and you had 13 in a row of Frozen. You lost. Give it up. We're calling it. Frozen wins.
I hate everybody.
So, hey, you had a good
really?
Run.
Chris is picking Frozen?
You made it to the second round. Congratulations.
That's my cousin, and he's picking Frozen like a...
All right, so what do we have? We should have go. To end this...
I'm not happy with anybody right now.
To end this bracket, what do we have? We should have Tarzan versus Moana?
Tarzan versus Moana.
Yeah, I mean... Does Tarzan have the rock in it? I don't think so.
No.
What are you going with?
You gotta go Moana.
Oh, okay, I was about to say don't Moana. Don't be salty now because all of a sudden you lost your movie. Oh God!
Yeah, I mean, you have no idea how salty I am right now. I mean, I thought for sure that was our dark horse.
Oh, excuse me.
And Frozen of all things, Frozen.
Excuse me. Winnie the Pooh got knocked out by Aladdin, sir. You want to talk about devastation? I didn't even get out of the first round. Bullshit. All right, so we have nobody next round. We have the original Toy Story versus the Toy Story. Which one won? The two or four?
Two. Oh. It was Toy Story versus Toy Story 2.
Yeah, I mean, you can't vote the original out for the sequel. Sequel is okay.
No, you can't.
But it's the original.
I'll agree with you on that one.
All right, then we should have.
Even though you fucked me on Emperor's New Groove, I'm still pissed off at you.
We should have Monsters, Inc. Jerk. Against, what did we?
Versus the Incredibles.
Versus the Incredibles. I still can't believe her. I don't remember what I voted for, but I think Hercules should have beat them. But Monsters, Inc.
I'm agreeing with you on that one. Holy cow. I'm on a roll here.
Now this is where it gets interesting. Cars versus Up. Cars.
What are you going with?
Cars is such a good movie, but Up pulls on my heartstrings, unlike Cars.
Really? Cars over
no,
Up?
No. Up over Cars. I said Cars was a phenomenal movie, but Up pulls on my heartstrings. It's got to be Up.
All right. I was about to just walk off the show just now. I'm going with Up as well.
All right. Next up, we have Lilo and Stitch versus Toy Story 3. I mean, you might as well just put Toy Story 3 ahead, even though I hate it. We're not voting for Lilo and Stitch again. It won by default last round. Let's move past it.
Now you're such a big Toy Story fan. What is your problem with number 3?
I thought it was bad. Like, I felt like they just made it to make it. Like, to me, there was no premise to it. There was no rhyme or reason for it. It was like, hey, we can't come up with anything else, so let's go back to the hard-hitting what sells and what's going to get the millennials and their kids, and then we're going to make another Toy Story. And Toy Story 4 is a different story. Pretty solid. Toy Story 3 sucked.
Yeah. Boy, you're ruthless on that one. Listen. All right, next round, we got Lion King versus Fox and the Hound.
I mean, Lion King, hands down, not even a question.
After that, oh, this one's a bad one. Zootopia versus Nemo.
Oh God. Oh, you're pulling. Oh, this is dirty.
It's a bad
one. This is. Oh shit. Finding Nemo or Zootopia. Well, hold on. This will decide where I go next. Who's up next? After that.
After this one?
Would it be
Dory versus 101?
I'll go Zootopia then.
Really?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I know I've said this a million and one times. I think, and I'm going to go against what I just said before, I think the sequel is better. I think Finding Dory was better than Finding Nemo.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm going to obviously piss off a lot of people because all I see is Nemo on here. I'm going Zootopia as well.
Yeah. And no, granted, that's not a knock on
against the show.
That's not a knock on Nemo. I mean, you got to remember, Zootopia is a very, very underrated movie. And I think that Nemo is just so much in our face right now. I think if you go back and watch Zootopia, you'll realize what a phenomenal movie that was. Like, even for adults, I was laughing out loud on a lot of the parts in Zootopia. And Nemo is a very good movie. But once again, knowing that I've got Dory to back this up, I'm gonna stick with what we said. So we'll move Zootopia forward.
We got a lot of people that are mad at us right now.
Fuck them. This is our show. You're just here for the fun.
And this is how we wind up with Haunted Mansion as the ride winner. It's so because true. We're just two idiots.
This is how, like, you know, something stupid. Oliver and Company is gonna win somehow. All right. So what do we got next? We've got
Julie.
We have what we should have. 101.
This one's easy. 101 versus Dory.
Yeah, Finding Dory. I don't even have to bullshit about that. Go ahead, move it past it.
That's an easy one. And then last but not least, another easy one, in my opinion, Robin Hood versus Tiana.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tiana. I wasn't the biggest fan of it, but neither was I of Robin Hood. So it's the lesser of two evils. So I'll go with Tiana, even though I don't think it was that good of a movie.
You really didn't like Tiana? The music?
The music was nice. Don't get me wrong. I felt like it was a ripoff of like Cinderella in a weird way. Like it seemed like a very, it seemed like a very, very lazy movie. If that makes sense.
And Julie, please give it up. We went against Nemo already. Just stop. She's like still fighting for it. It's over already. We moved past it.
Swiss Family Treehouse to fall over on top of something the other day. So she's angry. You got to be careful with her. Yeah,
she was really angry.
All right. So Tiana is.
All right. We're moving on to the next round.
Moving on to the third round. So this should be the Sweet 16. So what do we got?
Yeah, this is where it gets tough. We're going to start off with Snow White versus Tangled.
Go to the comment section. Let's not even argue this. You're going to vote for Tangled. I think it sucks. Let's go with Snow White. So leave it up to...
Dude, you are not even going with Snow White.
I'm going Snow White. I don't think Tangled's good. I don't think it should have made it as far as it did.
All right.
Snow White. Let's go, people.
All right, guys. Everybody vote for Tangled like I know you will. Tangled.
Oh, there's a bunch of snows in there. Hold on.
There's two snows in there. Stop already. Tangled.
Snow.
Kristen's been drinking tonight.
Tangled wins. God damn it. This is the people mover all over again, you morons. Stop advancing shit.
Dude, you got to go back and watch Snow White. You'll be extremely disturbed.
Well, you know what? I'm basing it off of what
it's
I remember.
It's not that good.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you remember poorly. Next one is very tough. Beauty and the Beast versus Little Mermaid.
Wow. You want to talk about, I'm a millennial. I was born in 1990. I have a birthday coming. I'll be 35 in like 2 weeks. These two movies were my childhood. I remember my mom used to bring me to work.
That's a tough one.
She had no one to watch me. They had like a little play area at the real estate office she used to work at. And those were my go-to VHSs I'd put on. And I'd sit in there for the 8 hours while she was at work watching both of them. Go ahead. I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm shocked at the comments. Like, it's so one-sided right now for Beauty and the Beast. And I'm going Little Mermaid. I think it's a better movie. Plus, Belle isn't as good-looking as Ariel either.
No, but... I thought the music was better in Beauty and the Beast. You know what? I dated a girl named Ariel, and I always consider her the devil. So I'm going to go against you, and I'm going to go Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, dude, you're going to knock out Mermaid.
I am. They were so close. I'm just going on personal preference. I don't like the name Ariel anymore, so Beauty and the Beast for the win.
Son of a bitch.
See, Kristen's right. The storyline.
I might just write that down wrong.
I'll remember. Don't worry, people. What do we got next?
Inside Out versus Coco.
Oh my God. Why is this so
That's
hard?
A tough one, right?
It's so tough. We're getting tough.
That's what she said.
All right, Coco, once again. Good movie. Great music. Great colors. But Inside Out, so underrated. I'm going Inside Out, even though I know I'm going to lose this. You can go Coco. You're going to if you say Coco, Coco wins.
No, I'm going Inside Out with you.
Really? All right. So we go to the 1, 2, 2 to 1, 3 to 1, 4 to 1, 5 to 1, 5 to 2, 6 to 2, 6 to 3, 6 to 4, 7 to 4, 8 to 4, 9 to 4, 10 to 4, 11 to 4. Shut up, Julie, about Ratatouille.
Do we have the ability to kick anybody off the show? Like, can you just like boot them? Because Julie's going to get the boot soon. Julie, it's over. Ratatouille's gone. Your other movie's gone. Just stop. Danny's frozen again. Why is it Danny always freezes up right before the Frozen one? And I'm going to vote on that one. The next round is Frozen versus Moana. And that's a tough one, too, for me. I love Frozen. I'll get back.
I think
dump out or
no,
anything.
I think Coco won.
Yeah, but we both voted Inside Out. So.
Oh, well then, fuck you guys. Sucks to suck. Bye bye.
They can go pound sand.
Go pound salt. You do it. Go kick rocks, kid. You lost. All right, where are we going next?
Frozen versus Moana, and I was just saying, like, I love Frozen. I love that ride, like a little girl, but I like Moana better.
I would agree. Frozen, as much as I like Olaf and everything, I think that Moana it captured the essence of what it was going for. The visual, everything. It was a much brighter movie. Shut up, CK. I've had enough of your shit. Taking your name off my screen. All right, Moana advances. And I'm going to piss a lot of people off because people love Frozen.
All right, boy. Toy Story versus Monsters, Inc. And I know where you're going with this.
What are we talking about here? Monsters, Inc. Good movie, but it ain't Toy Story.
Did we ever figure that? Was it Monsters, Inc. or was it Monsters University? Did I screw anything up?
According to this, it was Monsters University. So if that changes anybody, because there is a Monsters, Inc. Oh, wait, no. Toy Story beat Monsters University in the first round. So this would be Toy Story versus Monsters, Inc. I'm obviously still going Toy Story.
I would love to be an asshole and try to knock you out. Good luck.
Not one person is one. We have one vote for Monsters.
I'm going Toy Story. If I'm being honest, I think Toy Story is a better movie. Even though I'd like to see Danny upset. Look how upset he looks right now. He's all frozen again. Nonstop. Next one is Up versus Toy Story 3. I'm going Up. We actually call, in our house, we call it the sad movie because the beginning of that movie is absolutely brutal. And like Danny said, Danny hates Toy Story 3. I agree. It's not the greatest. I'm going to let you guys put that up for a vote. Up versus Toy Story 3, unless he comes back on and changes anything. We got Up, Up, Up. I'm going Up. Now he's back. You all right, buddy? I called Up for you already.
All right, well, what was the matchup just by chance?
Toy Story 3, because you said you hated it.
Oh, cool. What was that up against? Up?
Up. It's a bit much better. Ashley says, can somebody get that man a blanket?
I'm about to lose my bananas. I'm like sweating. I'm so angry.
All right. Is this one tough for you? Lion King versus Zootopia?
It is, because I like Zootopia. We've had this conversation. But Lion King is a classic.
Now, did you mean to say I have a cool smile?
Because what else would, at least you got a cool smile. I think she meant smile.
Kristen, he's married. Yeah, let it go. He's married.
Look at them teeth. Look at them pearly whites.
Pearly whites. I'm going to go, oh boy. Are we going whether it's a classic or you like to sit down and which one do you enjoy more?
I think the way I've been doing this is if I sit down on the TV and there's only two movies on and it's one or the other, which one am I watching?
All right. I would watch Zootopia.
Okay.
But judging from the votes, it's going to be Lion King anyway. So, I mean, you guys are all wrong, but Lion King.
You know what it is? Zootopia, I think, is a very, 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 very good movie. I just think you're pulling people's heartstrings with Lion King. It's a classic.
Yeah. Well, here's a good one. Dory versus Tiana.
Dory, 100%. 100% Dory. Yeah.
Really?
Once again, I told you.
I'm going to put this one.
One of the best movies.
I think Tiana is a much better movie. I'm going to put it up for a vote. We're going to go Dory versus Tiana. Don't let me down, guys.
We got one, Dory, two, Dory. Three, four, five. 5-2 right there.
Hold on.
Give it a couple more.
Give it a minute.
A couple more. Five.
We got to come back.
Six, seven, 7-4, 7-5, 8-5, 9-5. If the next one's Dory, yep, that's it. My wife sealed it. Good job, babe.
Wait. Freaking Chris, you're going to vote for Dory? You don't even know how to spell it right, prick.
It is D-O. It's Dory, I guess. Is it not D-O-R-Y?
Yeah, but Chris spelled it D-O-R-I.
I thought you called my wife a prick. We were about to throw hands.
No, my cousin Chris.
He's a good man.
I love your wife.
He's a good man, Chris.
You, on the other hand, I can't stand.
All right. Are we on to the next round yet?
I feel bad for that poor woman. We are.
Are we into the Elite Eight now?
What are we? Is that what it's called? The Elite Eight?
Yeah, the Elite Eight.
Yeah. All right. These are going to be rough for me. I'm going to get aggravated. Yeah. Number one, Tangled versus Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Come on. Come on. Tangled had a good run. It had a good run. I give it to you. You got it farther than most people would have.
You're wrong.
Why is Kristen voting for 101 Dalmatians? What is going on in this show right now? I'm frozen. They got people voting for movies that
her and Julie got
knocked out years ago. What is going on? All right, that's,
come on, guys. Don't go Beauty and the Beast.
4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4, 5-4. It's close. Beauty and the Beast is up by...
I don't think your wife should be allowed to vote.
5-5. It is tight. Beauty's up by 2 now. 7-5. 8-5, 9-5. Oh, that's a runaway. Sorry, bud. That shit movie. Tell her to throw her stupid hair up into the castle. We're done. She's done.
So aggravated.
Only one beast to her.
That's two you guys got me on.
Beauty and the Beast moving to the final four, ladies and gentlemen. First one. First team to lock it in.
All right, here's a tough one. Inside Out versus Moana.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Inside Out's a better movie, but I have a feeling based on the way people have been voting tonight that Moana is gonna win. And I'm okay with that. Moana was a very good movie. I just think a lot of people see it so often, it's fresh in their minds, and they really don't see Inside Out as often as they should. But I mean, I'm getting my ass kicked. So whatever, if you choose Moana, it's going to be a win.
Yeah, I'm going Moana anyway. I was going to pick Moana because I love the music. If you can make The Rock sound good singing.
That's true. That's a lot of auto-tune right there, my friend. A lot of auto-tune.
Right? All right, here's a tough one. I think we're going to battle on this one. The original Toy Story versus Up. We know where we're going with this.
I mean, obviously, I have to stand true with my pick that I thought should win this whole thing. But and why couldn't it meet Up in the championship? At least it would have got there. I love Up, but Nick, Goofy movie's been eliminated. What is going on, people?
Oh, my God. Come on. We have like the worst viewers of all time.
You suck. Toy Story. Oh, this one, is two, a tight three. One.
Oh, no, here we go.
Up is Up. Toy Story ties it. Up goes up another. Right? Am I counting right? Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
Get that count right. Get those shoes off.
4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 5-3, 5-4, 5-5, 6-5, 7-5, 7-6, 8-6, 9-6, 9-7, 9-8, 9-9. Okay. Next one in wins it. It is it was my wife.
Oh, thank come you, on.
She timed that perfectly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did she vote already?
No. Oh, that was perfect fucking timing.
I was going to call bullshit out of that.
Oh, that's my girl.
All right. She got me. Lindsay, remember those mints I sent you? Doesn't give me one vote for crying out loud.
Oh, we survived another one.
Whatever.
Going to the final four, baby. We got a shot.
All right. And last but not least, The Lion King versus Dory.
Oh, God. Come on. What are we doing? I mean, shit. This means Dory is going to be going up against Toy Story. Fuck my life. I'm voting Dory once again, willingly knowing that I'm going to lose this.
Yeah, I'm going, I'm going Tiana.
That's not an option. You just told me it was Lion King.
What are we on?
You just said to me, your words were Lion King.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad. I looked at the wrong one. Calm down for a minute.
What is going on here?
It's Lion King versus Utopia, right?
No.
Or no, Lion King versus Dory. Oh, my God. What did you pick?
Dory.
I'm picking Dory, too.
Wow.
And our listeners.
Our listeners are going to be pissed.
Our listeners can just sit there and stew.
Not one person picked Dory besides me and you. Everybody picked Lion King.
They're all going to hate us.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Listen, this is
Did we have any for Dory?
Not one person voted for Dory.
Oof. Sorry, guys. I'm keeping it real.
I think Rudy got flustered and he didn't know which one to pick, so we just threw out Dory real quick.
I don't know if you can see this or not, but like my handwriting is like,
oh my God,
it's a mess. Stretch. Yeah, it's terrible. I can't even read my own handwriting. It's a mess.
We're getting there's a lot of Rotten Tomatoes being thrown here. Majority does not rule, Jane.
Yeah,
this is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship, if anything.
That's not the rules.
We come to you.
That's not the rules around here. Right. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so let's recap the final four. We've got Dory going up against the original Toy Story. Mm-hmm. And what's on the other side?
Beauty and the Beast up against Moana. This is a kind of weak final four.
Do you think so? I think there's just some heavy hitters. You got Moana, which is an all-time classic. You've got an original classic in Beauty and the Beast. You've got Toy Story, which, let's be honest, kept Pixar alive and made it what it is today. And you've got Dory, which is our Cinderella story.
And if I'm being honest, I'm still really aggravated at everybody over Emperor's New Groove. I thought for sure that's a final
People
four.
Piss about Dory being Minimum. In there. Meanwhile, Rudy wants Emperor's New Groove. What are we talking about here? Which one's better? Come on now.
That thing is so good. All right. First one to go, Beauty and the Beast versus Moana. Ashley, come on. Dory does not suck.
Hey, you suck, Ashley.
That's just wrong.
I guess I'm going to have to go Moana. No, wait, no. No, I'm going Beauty and the Beast. I'm going Beauty. I'm going classic.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to switch up. I'm going to go classic.
Did you change it because your wife just put up Beauty and the Beast?
No, you remember, I'm laggy, so I'd see the comments as they come in much later than what they should come in. No.
If you're being abused, just give me two winks.
Blink twice if you're being hit. Point to the doll where it hurts. No, I'm going to go Beauty and the Beast.
I thought I saw Danny go,
You see me start flinching out of nowhere. Listen, Moana's a great movie, but I think I'm going to throw classic here.
I'm going Moana.
All right.
You know, and Chris is right. We do need a recount for Up.
No, we don't. Didn't lose to Toy Story? No. I don't know. Let's see. 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 3, 2, 4, 2, 4, 3, 4, 4, 5, 4, 5, 5, 6, 5, 6, 6, 7, 6, 7, 7, 8, 7, 9, 7. Lindsay, you voted twice. I can't count that. 10, 7.
Yeah, you can't count that.
10, 8, 10, 9, 11, 9. 11, 9. Beauty and the Beast wins.
No, you guys are all the worst. Literally the worst.
I think somebody called this. Let me go.
I feel like
I want to scroll back up for a second. I'm pretty sure someone called. Yes, Julie called it. Julie said it's going to be Toy Story versus Beauty and the Beast. And we will now move on to the other final four.
You know, I've got old man brain going here. What beat Up? Can't tell from what I wrote down. Now, this one's Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast got the win. But I'm looking at my chicken scratch here. You were asking
what
beat
Up? Is that what you were asking?
And I've,
all right, so Up had its first round against Ralph Breaks the Internet, which won. And then I'm assuming it went up against Cars, which it won. No.
Oh, Toy Story beat it.
Where did you mess up?
No.
Was it? It was Up versus Cars, right? Cars versus Up. Was that
the last one I have on here is Up versus Toy Story 3. Up beat it. And then I don't have anything after that.
Advance to there. That means Up went against Lilo and Stitch, which Up went against Cars. And Up lost to Toy Story in the Elite Eight.
It did?
Yeah, if my math is right, yeah. Up made it all the way, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All
right. I did something wrong here.
Yeah,
I
guess.
Oh boy, that's what you get when you get me to this do something like that. It's going to be a disaster.
I just want you all. When I get frozen, you're all like, "Oh, this is Rudy's show. It's great. This is what fucking happens." Okay, you let a man's got to take his shoes off to count, and you're all upset with me. Okay, so moving on over to the other section to advance to play Beauty and the Beast, we have Toy Story versus Finding Dory.
Dory.
I'm sorry, Dory. I loved you. You were phenomenal. You made me proud. You got to a Final Four. You were phenomenal. You're not beating Toy Story. It's a heavy hitter. You can't beat Toy Story.
Hmm. I'm still thrown off by my old chicken scratch here.
I told you what happened.
I don't know what happened.
I figured it out. And the listeners, they agreed that's what happened. Where are you going with, by the way?
Well, two, four, the Elite Eight, it was Up versus Toy Story 3 and Up 1.
So, yes. So then Up went against Toy Story 3, lost, and beat them. And then they went up against Toy Story, the original.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
Are you sure? Okay, I got it now.
Okay. All right, Toy Story or Dory?
Ignore me. So the other one, Toy Story or Dory, I'm going to go with Toy Story.
Listen, Dory was a good movie, but you were losing.
And this is... look at these finals.
Julie
Beauty and the Beast versus Toy Story.
She said it a while back. I had thrown it up on the screen, but I think I got frozen before it was able to go up there. She called it early on. She saw the writing on the wall, and she said, here it is. She saw the writing on the wall. She said, Toy Story versus Beauty, and that's where we're at.
Wow.
8 minutes
ago. How far back was that?
It was, she saw it coming.
Ashley. Oh, big deal. I thought you said she called it the beginning
she
or something.
Hit it before we all did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and...
Well, you know what I did notice too? If you get a comment that if you get a comment that you want to go back to, there's like a little star there that you can highlight it.
I just hit it.
Do you see that?
Oh, okay, cool. All right, just ladies and gentlemen, reference. Boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for coming down to the final, the championship round. Do not fuck me like you did the Haunted Mansion last week. We have Toy Story, the original Pixar. Versus the ultimate classic in Beauty and the Beast.
Now,
yeah, I mean, if you want to be an ask ahead,
be into the final two.
If you want to play, stupid games, put it up there. But I swear to God, I will not freeze the next time. It will just be me exiting the show.
I'm not voting against.
And then don't play this
I'm
game
actually voting for
already
Toy
see
Story.
The comments. No.
But I feel
the
like
comments are already playing stupid fucking games because they want to get back at me for eliminating certain things. So don't be stupid here. these fans are vicious. They're playing stupid games. There's too many Beauty and the Beast votes already. So I swear to God, we cannot have back to back issues 2 weeks in a row running this shit where something wins that shouldn't win.
What's the count at right now?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At one point, it was 9-0 Beauty and the Beast. Then Toy Story made a run. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It is currently 11-6 Beauty and the Beast. So if 11-7.
Really?
So if you want to play stupid games, they're being spiteful. Jen, you are part of the problem. It's all because we knocked out Lion King that they, between Jen being pissed about Lion King, your cousin being pissed off about Up, I am now going to lose to Beauty and the friggin' Beast. Are you shitting me?
Listen, I'm going to play it fair. I'm not going to be a jerk. I'm picking Toy Story.
Yes.
Then Toy Story is our champion. Second. And I hate to make Danny happy. I really do. I'm going to go to bed angry now. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I mean, like,
I finally
Danny.
Won some. Ma, you said I wouldn't amount to shit. Well, here I am. I picked it to win it. Thank God.
There's our winner.
It makes that bad meme that's going to come out of this show well worth it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even care. I know it's going to be an abomination. I don't even care. Toy Story won. It's okay.
It's going to be a bad one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You got it. You win it.
I appreciate everybody.
So aggravated.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a fun show. If you're just tuning in late, the true champion has finally stepped up and made an actual bracket worthwhile doing. And that is the original Toy Story coming in and being our ultimate Disney movie champion here on episode 4, Mouse Madness, the ultimate Disney movie bracket. We will continue this bracket theme throughout the month. One, it's March, so it's fun to do. Two, we're lazy and we don't have to think of any other show ideas because we can simply just keep doing this. Rudy already has a bunch of them made up, ready to go.
We're lazy.
So yeah. So once again, I do apologize for any of the freezing. I will once again, I thought I fixed it. I will try and work on it for the next episode. Hopefully, if you're watching this, or you know, hopefully I'm able to make this into a podcast. Last week we were not. So for any of our
Boy, he's going to freeze on the way out. I got to ask a question, you guys, real quick. There was no Star Wars on there. If Star Wars was up against Toy Story, how many votes would I have gotten? As you know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Give me Star Wars versus Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Tell me who would have won. And I'm going to get angry.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Against Star Wars.
Come on, back it up. Well, what I was saying, while you guys are all still throwing shit out there, was we were unable to get the podcast out last week due to all my technical issues on this side. So I'm hoping after this show I will be able to, but there's a chance with all this freezing, the podcast is taking a bit of a backseat. You know, being able to export it to everybody. So if you're a podcast listener and you don't get to see this, you can always come do the rewatch on Facebook Live or, you know, Instagram, anywhere like that. So once again, thank you all for tuning in. It looks like before we end, Star Wars would have it would be interesting. It would be Toy Story's holding its own against Okay, if you want to go
specific. I would say Empire Strikes Back. Empire Strikes Back would beat it, so I think.
It's not that hard, but, you know, you just keep throwing shit at a wall.
I will say it before we go as well. We are giving away the carousel popcorn bucket tonight. We'll pick a winner. Peter Dumbass already won the Figment popcorn bucket. For those of you that won stickers last week, Peter won.
Oh, yeah. So his bus broke down today. Did you see that?
So if he gets his own popcorn bucket, he's
that's a rarity. Disney buses don't break down often. That's
he's on it.
You play the lottery if that happens.
Oh, that's not nice. He weighs like 400 pounds.
That's so
probably struggling to get him moving. But for the people that won stickers last week, I have not sent them out yet. So don't check your mailbox. They're going out tomorrow. You'll probably have them in the next couple days. And then I will also send some out from tonight's show. So I'll get some more gear out to everybody else. Danny's going to end the show frozen, isn't he? I'm going to give him a chance to come back just so he feels like part of the show. If you guys share out the show, it's going to count towards winning that popcorn bucket. So share it out, like it, share out the show, share out the page, get us some more followers, help us build our crew here. We've been having a lot of fun with you guys. Danny back?
You have to let me come back because I'm the only one that can end the show.
I just said I was letting you come back. I would do that too. I wouldn't do that dirty.
I was like, I don't know if he realizes, but he can't end the show without me.
I actually can.
You can end it? Oh, I got to take away that permission.
Yeah, I've got that power now.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. I hope you all have a wonderful evening and we'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Toodaloo. God, you can tell I'm trying to vamp because I can't hit the button.
You got to press. It. There we go.
Well, the magic's winding down, but don't feel blue. We'll be back next week with more for you. From the rites to the myths, the stories untold, we keep it real, we're always bold. We laughed, we cursed, we took dive through Disney's world, we're still alive, so until back with it all.